The Ham Fest Committee, I sent that out, and I would love to hear y'all's two cents on that. The directive I was given, I came up with two options. Structure it under the city, or give it back to a private entity. And the directive I was given was, it's already under city control, let's finish what we started.
Well, do we know anybody in the private that would even want to take that on? That's huge.
So I made a comment during a meeting here a couple months ago, a month ago, whatever it was. The information I was given was that, hey, the city had been asked to take over the Ham Fest because the old Ham Fest Committee, prior to 2008, was losing money. That is not the case. Kerry Fowler and some of the previous members of that board called me, and they gave me dates and numbers that helped me find it in our records. That's absolutely not true. It's not because they weren't making any money. They were actually doing very well money-wise.
They didn't have any help, right?
That's the caveat. It was the manpower that was killing them. It was always the same people working on it, and the ones that kept working, they just eventually got burned out. So they turned over.
Never been older.
Well, and so be it.
Yeah.
But I found the trail where they turned over a little over $80,000 to the city to take it over. So what happened historical-wise, in 2008, the city took it over. They made the Trick Fest Ham Committee a subcommittee of one of the Renaissance on Main committees, which no longer exists. That committee is defunct, which in all the subcommittees are then defunct. So the Ham Fest Committee that has existed has been basically by word of mouth. There's no bylaws, there's no structure. It was started and never finished, is basically what it was. So we need to restructure it, make it legal. We can't have anybody
so
from the outside.
The way we're doing it now is not okay.
It is not okay.
Well, I wasn't a fan of the proposal that was put out. I mean, all that.
That's what I came up with, trying to keep it legal. There's multiple options in there because I don't know which direction you want to go. The big issue that I have is time. We have to change it. We have to make it legal. I don't really care how you want to do it, so long as it's legal. Because the way I wrote part of it up is to keep it in accordance with the agricultural fair definitions in KRS, so that we're still able to go and get those grants. But even the grants that we get from the ag, as being as an agricultural fair, maybe $5,000 a year, you know. Is it something we want to bypass? Do you want to stay in that structure? Do you want to go away from the structure? How many people do you want on the committee? How long do you want them to serve? All those things are kind of out there as options.
It's kind of loosey-goosey right now.
All I did is I put together.
No, I meant how it goes now.
Yes.
You can join, you can get off, you can come back.
Yes.
It's not really anything structured right now.
Right.
I agree with that.
So, and the other issue is, the question that was posed to me when I came in as CAOs about 6 months ago.
Yes.
Who does it belong to? And we could not find an answer. After talking to Kerry and them, I found the paperwork. We have the answer. The answer is, it belongs to the city. It needs to be structured so that all of our expenses and everything associated with it are legal per KRS. And as far as how you want your committee to function, that's what we need to look at. I try to include silly things in there like the mission statement and vision statement, just so y'all understood where I was coming from trying to put this together.
Sure.
So any and all that, we can make whatever you want to.
Have any of the current, or is there even an existing committee structure that's looked at or reviewed any of this?
Nothing. So even when the Ham Fest Committee meets, there are no minutes. We have not maintained minutes from that committee in decade at least.
Probably says Lita.
Lita. And Lita kept excellent paperwork. Matter of fact, she came in one day and I thanked her because hers was some of the best administrative paperwork I've seen since I've come up here, and it has since gone away. And that's another one of the legality issues that we have to do. Even if no city employee is necessarily a part of that committee, the minutes and the meeting itself have to be documented just like the minutes from this meeting.
So you would have to say there's a secretary that is given that position of keeping those minutes at least.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, like I said, I think I put in just a generic kind of committee formation, you know. All of that is up to you all how you want to do it. The big issue is time. We've got to do it, because I mean, Hamfest is not coming any later this year.
No.
Well, there's always been concerns about Hamfest, and when I was on council when we took it over, and it was always been clear in my head that we took it over, that the city took it over. Also always been clear in my head that $80,000 was transferred or so. I remember that, which is really good. But also in my head, there was a lot of conversation about, are we always going to have that much money? Is there going to be shortcoming later? I mean, there was concern on some of us that we didn't know if we wanted to take over something that we would be responsible for all the financial occasions that went with it. Now, that's under the bridge, but that's on one side, whether the other side saw it that way or not. But I know how we saw it. And then my other question is, I have a lot, but the Ham Festival committee now.
Right.
I don't know how to say this. I think it would be easy to offend the people who are on the Ham Festival now and what they have done and their obligation. I think it also would be easy not to. You know, depending on how clear it's made what's going to be done. In my mind, again, it must have been just mine, we always had the opportunity or the responsibility to curtail any expenses that we felt were overdue, overmuch. Several that I did, and I voiced my opinion on them, and that had to do with how much was spent on free entertainment from outside of the community. Because we got a lot of people in the community that are talented. I think there are places that I would see that we could do that. But we're talking about two committees here, based on that. And one committee was somewhat like the committee that's been serving. But there would be a point, and there would be so many years you're on it, just like any other committee, like tourism or anything else. You just not, like you say, come, go, or whatever.
A structure meeting.
And then the second group, we would be looking at it, but, and I think I understood it correctly, but automatically not on the committee. The committee that does the work. The first committee. The city council could look at whatever they were doing, but that is not a committee of just the city council on the first committee or the second. I lost you.
Are you talking about when it was still under the Renaissance?
No, now. Then and now, I always thought we had control of what was spent. Or I expected we did based on what was done before.
Well, so, Ms. Bryant, you have something that we're missing out on, the rest of us, and that's the experience and exposure to it. Because when I go back to the paperwork to find out, hey, what happened and how did it happen, just like my slip up on the comment about it being a money issue versus a manpower issue, it's because I'm going, you know, why are we doing it this way? And it has morphed by word of mouth over the years, because nothing is in writing. This is how we do it. This is what we go by. That's why that packet I put out was so thick. Sorry, I'm an administrative brain, and that's what I put out as options. So as far as your committee as it exists now, if you wanted to appoint the current committee under this ordinance, and to me, that seemed like a perfectly viable option. I have no...
But they would be like 2 years or so, whatever you want. But
so be it.
More organized in that way, that there would be X amount of time you'd be on, then you can get off, and somebody else be appointed, or you can ask to stay on if you want to, and it'll be decided.
Could be reappointed.
And
yeah.
whatever options you want to go, I have no issue with it. The basis for mine is, whatever we're going to do, it needs to be in writing, so we have something to go back to. What would we do in this situation? Well, here it is. It's, because like I said, when I came in, it was Beth Sumner that asked me the question, who does the Ham Festival belong to? And so,
you could ask me, I'm on tour.
But that's even fine. I don't know who to go ask, because I don't know who goes back that far and has that information. And sometimes I get conflicted. Had it not been for Carrie giving me the numbers where I could find the dates and everything, go back and find the paperwork, I'd still be running around. Because the old committee still holds this an incorporation to the Secretary of State. It's still there. The city's been paying it since 2008. The city doesn't have to have an incorporation. The city's the city. We need to let those old bylaws just dissolve. Save us $15-$20 a year, whatever it is. Put it in the ordinance. This is where it belongs. Because it was in the ordinance. It was voted on as a resolution by city council. But when that other Renaissance on Main committee dissolved,
right,
it went away.
Right.
And then we lose those people with the experience and were there that could provide that. Like Miss Lita, she could have straightened me out real quick, but Lita's no longer a part of the city or the program, and so we lost that knowledge.
Right. Okay. Then, as I read through this, because I did, look through all of it, I can see how the reorganization needs to take place in some way, shape, or form. And this is just something we have to work on, too. What's the connection between the committee, like you were on, Brenda, that committee, and the city council? I mean, if we're going to be in charge of the money.
So the way I drew that one up was to kind of address that, because that's part of it that keeps us legal, is the committee itself makes no decisions. They can't. They're not elected. But they are the advisory committee. City Council, we would like to spend this money on these items. So they will need a pathway, basically a chain of command. Just like we do for everybody else. If you need to be put on the agenda and bring something up, it comes to the CAO. I'll put the notes out. You all can make a decision. That's why I gave y'all this. We need to collaborate on it quickly. You just point me in the direction you want to go, and I will draw it up. Because what you have now is the direction I was given. I don't have a dog in that. I just want it legal.
Well, now you're saying Amber is going to be the city clerk?
No. Amber's going to be taking over the finance as far as the day of paying the bills, the finance director.
And that'll make her title be
finance director. Going to make her the finance director.
Finance director. Does that put her on this Ham Festival committee? Or could it put her on Ham Festival? Still not making any final decision, has to be done by the city council.
That's what I said, one of the options. So if you stay under the agricultural definitions, we have to have so many people from the Farm Bureau. We have to have so many people what's that department out there on 68?
Extension office
and things like that. And that limits who you can have on the committee, because those people have to be there. So do you make it a committee of 5, 7, 20? All those things are questions. It will always remain an open meeting. It has to. They will have to abide by open meetings and open records, just like the city council does. Mm-hmm. But if the public wants to come in and put their two cents in and participate, it's an advisory committee to the city.
I think it should be limited amount of people. I don't think it should be just wide open. You want to come join the committee? Oh, good. We'll have you. I think it should be controlled more, that you have somebody that's in charge, you have somebody, a secretary that's keeping these notes.
Treasurer.
You bring any thoughts and ideas, just like anybody else would, to get things okay through the city council. Instead of just, we want to do this, so we're going to do it.
No, it needs to be an advisory council. This is what we'd like to do, this is what we'd like to spend, and come up here. But as it sits right now, those questions had not been answered. I just put this together.
Sure.
So, that's why I put it out as early as I did, so y'all had an opportunity to see it. and give me your two cents, because I don't care.
I'd be happy to meet with you anytime, and if anybody else wants, like, if we could have a, I don't want to get too, you know, a little, we can have a small meeting, I'll be glad to work with you on that, not as a committee member, because I don't think they need me, but as help get this together, that we.
As a council member, that's why I did it, is for your feedback. And if you want to have another meeting, it would have to be a special call meeting, because of the Open Meetings Act, to do that.
Sure.
And I've got no problem with that, rather than time to time and, you know, regular council.
Right now, we got, people's got.
And plus, it's a time crunch, because like I said, Ham Fest is not going to wait, it's going to be here in October.
Unless they have a special meeting.
Just as long as we do it the legal way, I ain't got a problem with it.
Right.
But I will say this, I would like to tell Beth Sumner, she does a great job.
Oh, my God.
She does a great.
And I told her she would be on the committee.
I think this needs to be in collaboration.
Yes, yes, she does a great job, and
I would like to
have her as a chairperson again.
Absolutely.
Because if it wasn't for Beth the last year or two.
She gives 120%.
We probably would be face down, okay?
Yeah.
So I would like to have Beth as a big part of this.
Well, I like the chairperson that you had, well, that you have. I like president or person in charge, vice, leader, whatever, and then secretary.
It's whatever, most of that stuff I put in there is kind of.
Let's have a special call meeting on that.
Okay.
And that way we'll take a bit more time for everybody else.
I do have one question.
We get our hands on it.
So are you saying us as council then would be responsible to decide who the entertainment was and all that kind of?
No.
They'd bring it to us.
So, yeah, that's just, yeah.
It'd be brought to us.
Yes.
And then we'd get the final.
Yes, but just keep in mind, going that direction, we're adding a lot of bureaucracy to it. So where they had the freedom before to call up to the, you know, call the mayor, like, hey, we've got this opportunity, we need to jump on it. We need to keep that in mind as well, because sometimes time is of the essence. So make a predetermination on how you want to deal with that in the future. Like, hey, we need $2,500 to pay for this.
Okay.
Do you want to wait till next month?
Could you do a money limit, say, from this much money?
I would say already, use what you already have.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a certain dollar, $40,000 is the dollar amount right now, that doesn't need a bid. If that's what you want to go with that, you know. We're not necessarily trying to reinvent the wheel, we're just trying, unfortunately, we're adding.
Let's just have a special call meeting.
We'll have a special call meeting. I love the comments everybody put in there, but like I said, I won't Beth on there some shape or fashion.
Do we call the Ham Fest committee and have them try to meet in a special call meeting then?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Any idea when you all would like to get that done?
Sometime this month.
Yes.
This is March.
Before the 21st?
Yeah, I agree.
You rascal. You need to go, you need to. Okay.